military supply.
We have about a quarter of a tank left. She's just hanging in there. We've gotten out stretched a little bit every now and again, but, you know, going to the bathroom and, you know, basic functions, eating has just not been thrilling.
So hopefully we make it by day after tomorrow to India. My wedding's in about a week and a half.
I have about a quarter tank of gas, so I turn on the heat for a little bit and then let it toast up the car. I was on my way to Jersey, actually, and I'm through the swirling snow and the darkness. I missed the on-ramp, and I made it over here, and now I'm stuck.
It is a game of inches when it comes to the snow and the crazy drifts and all of the airport closures on the East Coast. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between, as we like to say. Happy holidays. Are you getting ready for the end of 2010 and looking forward to next year? I am so surprised by how many people I've met that say they had a terrible year last year, and they can't wait to turn the page on the calendar. It's a big year, 2011, coming up. A lot of positioning politically will happen. There's a big switch in Congress. The House switches to the Republicans, and more Republicans picked up seats, of course, in the Senate. What will it all mean coming off the heels of a lame duck Congress that passed a whole lot of things? We know at the top of the agenda, we got health care and immigration. And, oh, yeah, there's that thing called the budget. We only have a temporary budget right now. So that's for 10 weeks. That would probably be the very first thing that is tackled with the newbies and the familiar faces once they gather again in the Capitol. But right now, we have a break from all of that. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, We Can Count includes Julian Assange and how much money he's already raking in book deals. Also, I saw an interesting statistic on a website called Newsmax, where they talked about how many baby boomers are going to retire each day for 19 years. Wait till you hear what that number is. I mean, this is like guess the marbles. I guarantee anybody listening to me, of course, if you all scurry to that site, you'll know. But I was kind of surprised, I have to admit. I knew it would be a high number, but I just didn't realize how high that number would be. Also, a new poll is out that says Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are the most admired. So what are the numbers in that? We'll talk about that, too. But the numbers that we're going to mention right here at the top happen to be about snow. You just heard a couple of different voices there, some of those that were stranded and dealing with the elements and what it was like in New Jersey or New York. Boston was really, really bad. When you're talking about 30-plus inches of snow, again, you know, you can get all the shovels and the snow plows and everything you want out, but when you have those drifts, the drifts are the tough things. When you have 80-mile-an-hour winds, I mean, even saying 80-mile-an-hour winds, are you kidding me? Have you ever stood in a wind machine that was 80 miles an hour? Of course you haven't. No. I mean, it was a blizzard. It was a blizzard. You look at any maps. I bet you anything. If the Weather Channel, and they might do this, I'm sure there are ratings for the Weather Channel, if their ratings in the last couple of days are probably going to spike through the ceiling because people want to know. This is a time of travel, too, where you have a lot of people that are in the Northeast Quarter that might not necessarily be there. They're trying to get back to other places. Or, for example, they were in New York and they got to go back to Boston. Or they're in Washington and they got to go back to New York. That's that whole train thing that's popular in the East, whereas you don't have that as much in the South or the Southwest or the West. You don't have trains, you don't have people traveling, but not the kind of volume that you have in the East Coast, because that's where you have a lot of people that take Amtrak between those cities. Well, Amtrak, forget about it. They had a sellout and people scrambling to get seats because the trains were stopped. And it was the same thing with the planes. You had people that were just trapped. I mean, if you were flying out on Sunday, tough luck, really. And now you're also in a situation where cabs were all over the place. The cabs weren't, half the cabs weren't working. they weren't, you know, the cab drivers weren't in operation because they frankly couldn't see anything and couldn't get around. So now you're really stuck. And what are you going to do? You're going to have to try to find a spot to sit on the floor, or if you're lucky, the chair or whatever. And you're going to be there for a very long time. And it's that old saying. Did you ever hear this? You know, there's all these cliches and sayings and old wives' tales and things that are passed on. Well, in the book, big book of Let's Pass It Down, how many times have you heard patience is a virtue? Oh, man. Is that so true? I have no patience. I have this much patience. And I'm right now holding up, if you can't see it, very little. My fingers are not very far apart. Not even as far apart as some goalposts would be. That even David Peeler could hit for the Dallas Cowboys. That's an inside joke. Anyway, patience is tough when you're in that situation. Yes, everybody's dealing with the same thing. But now you're talking about backups with planes and people trying to get back on schedule. And it's a very tough thing to deal with. And for those of you in the Midwest listening, I know you're just chuckling in Illinois. In some of the places in Michigan that get slammed with snow each and every year because you know what it's like. You know what it's like to deal with it. But to be honest, you're still better prepared than the East Coast is for heavy volumes of snow. You just are. I'll tell you, in Philadelphia, a lot of people, some people were really rankled by this, including the Pennsylvania governor, who couldn't believe that the Philadelphia Eagles moved their game from Sunday to Tuesday against the Minnesota Vikings. Now, it wasn't the Philadelphia Eagles. It was the league that decided to move it. What happened is they had about a foot of snow that slammed into Philly. And before the kickoff time, because that would have been 8:20 Eastern time on Sunday night, they said there was less than 5 inches on the ground before the scheduled kickoff. So during the day, it was ridiculous. I mean, the visibility, everything else. I mean, the winds, like I was saying, it's just terrible. They decided to move the game. So the game is going to be played on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, and it's going to be televised. This is the interesting thing, too. It's going to be televised by NBC. So it was originally scheduled for 1 o'clock on Sunday. It was shifted because of the NFL's flex schedule. So the NFL's flex schedule, they were able to do that. Kind of crazy when you think of it. And Rendell, the governor of Pennsylvania, said, Ed Rendell, he said, "What do you think Vince Lombardi would say? He would say that we've become a nation of wusses." So the conversation was about football and snow and manly men who play in really terrible conditions. You know, you think, how many times do you hear this? In the old days, they played with broken arms and eyes that were out of the sockets and leather helmets. And, you know, why can't they play? Because they couldn't see. Well, we can't see, but we think we have advanced the ball. I know, you could say, look, there have been other people that have played in some horrible conditions. Anyway, we have more on the snow and some other odds and ends when I meet you on the flip side.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just
like, yeah, they're looking for some sunshine on the East Coast. They'd love that, to have that all burn off. You know what I'm talking about. But a lot of accumulations and a lot of snow drifts in Boston, in Philly, in New York. And the amounts is what's always so fascinating to people. It's always interesting, even if you're used to a lot of snow. So the highest I could find was 32 inches in Boston. Wow. In Brooklyn, almost 25 inches. Central Park, if you were going to go to Central Park, which you could. I mean, actually, it'd be kind of cool to go to Central Park with that much snow. You could do that cross-country skiing thing easily with the amounts that they had. 24 inches there. But paralyzing amounts. A subway car was pretty much stalled for 11 hours in snowdrifts. They couldn't go. So if you happen to be in that subway car, you were there for a very long time. 11 hours is a long time. And how many people, you know, you're jumping on the subway, even if the weather's horrific. Do we walk around emergency prepared? Do you have all kinds of warm items in your backpack? And do you have crackers and paninis and, you know, water and things you need? And the answer is most likely, no, you don't have that kind of stuff with you. And you know why? Because most of us don't want to, first of all, we're all running around so fast that we're not doing this big time preparation when you go somewhere. Usually you're not, right? You're thinking you're just going to get on point A, get off point B, and just get out of the stuff and whatever. So if you're stranded, you're stranded, and whatever you had on you is what you have. That's the tough part, and it's just like traveling. When you travel, sure, it's a great idea. You know, people say, oh, bring a bunch of books and bring a headrest and bring one of those little blankets. Well, if you're only going to have carry-on stuff, how are you going to squish all that in there with everything else that you have to carry? So, yes, theoretically, and listen, I'm one of those people that think, sure, do it, but do you really have the room for it? And the answer is no. So most people, especially in these cases where they were traveling to see someone, they were pushing, what do you think they had in their carry-ons? I mean, I know you're all smart enough to answer this. What do you think they had in their carry-ons? And the answer is Christmas presents. They had presents. So any space, any little space they had was probably filled up with presents. So not a lot of space for other things, for snow emergencies. Although, it's different than an earthquake. It's different than a flood. It's different, certainly, than a tornado, because if you pay attention to the weather and they're forecasting a nor'easter, well, then you know, okay, here's when I'm going to leave. And everybody's going to play chicken with it. But you do have at least some warning, and maybe you wouldn't get stuck on the train. I don't know. They didn't think that was going to happen, though, with the trains, the subway trains that were stalled in the drifts. It was near Kennedy Airport. And what happened was they had ice on the third rail, and it stalled some trains at a couple of stops in Queens and north and south of Kennedy Airport. So then they send out, what do you think they send out? You know, they have all these special cars, the money train. Oh, that's the train I'd like to ride on. But it's the rescue train. So they send the rescue train out, and they unstrand the passengers. But it takes a while because it's tough to get out to them, especially if they're concerned. So you've got people that were on the train without food, water, heat. Heat would be the thing. That would be tough. So, you know, you might be able to man up for so long, but then eventually you're going to start to shiver. And you're going to feel it. That's that deep cold you get, and where you just can't shake it off if you're stuck in that situation. Then I'd almost be rather, you know, I'd rather be stuck in the airport reading trashy magazines on the floor next to the vending machine or whatever versus being on that subway car. That would be, I think, pretty tough. I said that this is odds and ends. There are a lot of odd things that have happened over this holiday period, and we have this weird week in between, and then poof, 2010 is done. All of a sudden, next time rolls around to next week, next weekend, that's it. We're into a brand new year, and a brand new year is when people make all kinds of resolutions and promises, and they get these big, thick notebooks and stuff, and they write down all their goals and what they hope to accomplish. Like, we know, for example, our technical maestro, Matt Johnson, my wish for him is that he at least has a chance to audition a few ladies to be the first Mrs. Johnson. I hope the first and only Mrs. Johnson. But, Matt, that's probably not on your list. I'm thinking, drink a little more beer, make a little more money, and listen to some live bands.
That sounds like a good evening to me.
Yeah, you could string a couple of good evenings together, I think, with that. A
couple good years.
A couple good years, yeah. I agree. So probably most of you are like that. Just give me some good music, man. Give me some good tunes. Give me some good brew. And give me a good broad. And that is the beginnings of a very good year. So the start of the new year has changed some lives with celebrities. Now, we don't normally care about celebrities right on this show. We don't care about that. But I have an aunt from Chicago who thought, oh, I know you're doing your show, and I just thought this would be kind of good show prep for you. So what do you think she picks up? You think she picks up Time magazine or Newsweek or even, I don't know, People magazine. No, she picks up a magazine I have actually never read. The Globe. The Globe is where when you're stranded on a subway car and someone has thrown it into the corner and you have nothing to read, suddenly you become very fascinated by dead celebrities. And I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? Here we are ushering out 2010. And all this resolution stuff and what's going to happen and how can you lose 10 million pounds and all that. It's not about that. It's about people who have died. The whole issue, which costs $4, is about farewell to the stars we loved and lost in 2010. And I thought, you know what? I'm trying to think, how many did I actually remember? I'm sure we've talked about them. I'm sure I mentioned them on the show, but Tony Curtis, Dennis Hopper, that was a strange one. He was sick, but it was odd. Also, John Forsythe, Rue McClanahan, Golden Girls, Leslie Nielsen, I thought he was funny. Peter Graves, Gary Coleman, and then, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And I guess there's some other things in there, but a lot of it has to do with the fascination of the dead celebrities. I'll tell you this, in working in newsrooms, because I used to be a TV reporter, anchor, and in working in newsrooms, there's something very macabre that happens, and it's probably because you get, desensitized to the whole death thing. So there's a Deadpool. Have you heard about these? A lot of times, not every place I've worked, but there's a Deadpool, and when somebody dies, somebody famous dies, well, who are the next two to drop? And I'll tell you what, this trashy magazine, this trashy thing, The Globe, in looking at that, boy, it did seem like they all kind of came in a row. So there is something to the rule of threes, I guess. And in looking at the gossip, you know, we have all this snow to talk about, and what's the agenda politically in the nation's capital heading into a very important end of the year, it's done, all the stuff that passed, now moving into the next session, what's going to happen. And in between all of that, I mean, any mainstream site you look at, do you know what some of the top stories are? You got the snow and the stranded and all that stuff. Elton John and his partner became parents. And, oh, here's the other one. Natalie Portman is pregnant and engaged. But, I mean, these are the top headlines. Elton John was like number two on all the lists that I searched. Hey, listen, Yellow Brick Road and all of his great songs, I mean, whatever. But he and his partner, some guy named David Furnish, are parents, I guess, to a kid that was born on Christmas Day via a surrogate. Go figure. Hang with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised
you never answered before. Yes, neither snow, hell, rain, or lack of sleep gets in our way here in America tonight. Kate Delaney, happy holidays, hanging out with all of yous. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. I told you it was coming, didn't I?
The snow in the east is brutal. Is that what you're talking about? But, you've dealt with it before.
We just had that on Tuesday here. You know, I told you it dropped 2 feet of snow on one of our towns, 20 inches, 18 inches, other places. And I said, boy, that thing heads all the way east. They're going to have fun.
Yep.
And it's a big one, so. But,
yeah, that's an understatement. It's a big one. Did you hear it? You probably didn't hear this, but what I was saying is you've seen the totals. I know you have, Don. It's crazy. They're talking about in Boston, 32 inches of snow.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, you know, the East Coast, you know, not only do you got the storm rolling in, but you normally have pretty wet air over there in the first place, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are I wouldn't call it the perfect storm, but, you know, they're not a too good mix, whatever. So, yeah, I heard some interesting comments from the governor of Pennsylvania, I guess. He was really ticked off the canceled Eagles game last night and said that the country is not turning into nothing but a bunch of wussies. And
I know. Well, Ed Rendell, you know what? Ed Rendell needs to focus on other things other than the Eagles.
Well, that's true. You know, but my first thought was, well, what do you think's happening, dude? We've got Democrats running the show, you know? I mean, come on. That's Wilsify University right there, you know. Anyway, you know, but, you know, you got to be thinking, you know, not so much the players can play in that stuff, you know. And they just had, what was that game, Chicago and New England a couple weeks back in one of those big snow blizzards or whatever. But, you know, you got to get 70,000 people to and from the game, you know. And you know, in the middle of a blizzard, you can't do that.
Well,
know?
No, you're not going to get, if I mean, to be honest, if I'm Jeffrey Lurie, what do the owners care about? They got to fill up those seats, whatever. But plus, if I'm a season ticket holder, I'm sorry, I want to be able to go and see the game, not what have look like Nanook from the north and have infrared glasses on to try to see a play, which is not going to develop.
Anyway, though, of course, the big cry is, you know, they got this kid. They're going to play the game tomorrow, and they get the Cowboys on Sunday, and then the next week, possibly you got three games within less than 2 weeks, you know. But, and you know what I've always said, Kate, if you think you're tough enough, you know, and you're just going to be the Super Bowl champs, the best team in football, you got to be able to play through anything, you know what I mean? Got to get lucky some, and you got to be able to play through anything. And the advantage that they will have is that the Vikings are going to have a third-string quarterback going for them, and so are the Cowboys, you know. So it's not like either of those offenses are going to be moving very well against the Eagles. So,
speaking of the Cowboys, could they have blown it any bigger against Arizona? Are you kidding me? They need a new kicker. That kicker sucks. He's terrible. They need to cut him.
Okay, you know, I told you back after that first game, you know, with Washington, and running that play with 4 seconds to go before the half, you know, and then Wade Phillips having the gall to blame his own player instead of blaming himself for running a stupid play with 4 seconds to go in his own side of the field, you know. And I think that's part of the reason why the Cowboys got off of his bandwagon, just didn't care. But I've been going through this season, Kate, and it's been pain. Well, I know all your fans out there hate the Cowboys. You're laughing at me. But every week it's a comedy of something. How can we lose a football game?
I know.
You know, and it's like, you know, they sit there and they go down and get that touchdown. And my first guy screamed at the television, no, no, there's too much time left. You know, because they got the big long touchdown pass. And, you know, still had about a minute 40 left to go in the game. And I said, no, no. And then the idiot misses the point after attempt. And I'm just shaking my head like, you've got to be kidding me. You know, I mean, it's like every week it's just been something stupid.
I know.
I mean, the play on Thanksgiving, you know, Roy Williams. I'm going towards the end zone. Oh, let's fumble the ball. And all they had to do was run the clock out, you know. I mean, every week it's been like that. And, you know, that's good. And, you know, this season's gone down the tube a long time ago. I think the minute Tony Romo went down, it was definitely over, you know. And, you know, it's just maybe get all the bad karma out of the team, you know, bad losses out this year and come back next year and see what happens. But, you know, but in any way, though, you know, you know, we'll see what happens. But like I said, you know, if the Eagles are as good as they think they are, you know, then they should be able to win these next two games. And both Dallas and Minnesota are banged up and, you know, at least a quarterback. And then they got to be able to, you know, if they end up a wild card team, they got to be able to win that. I mean, you know, if you're saying you're the best team, you got to go all the way through it, you know. So anyway,
I think they're going to go through it, Mr. Pick on the Eagles. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, how was your Christmas, by the way?
My Christmas was great. How was your Christmas?
Yeah, it sucked. So.
Why? Did you work?
Well, yeah, I had to work, you know, to get all the express mail out and, you know, till 6 in the morning. And then, you know, it's like, you know, and then by the time I got back down to Utah, it's 3 in the afternoon. And then, you know, I had this psychotic nephew, the oldest one, and having to listen to his mouth the rest of the afternoon, it was just kind of like, you know. I wish I'd have just stayed up in Wyoming and said, hey, I'll be down the day after Christmas, you know, and you know, get a full day's rest or whatever. But you know, it's okay, Kate. You know, I mean, I was able to do the gift thing, you know, it's a special day. And, you know, I got some bad news today. Remember I told you about my friend that was the corporate attorney out in California? That,
yeah.
93. Yeah, he's... and I told you he got mesothelioma.
Yes.
How you say that word is, you know, and he's, you know, he's 93 and he hasn't worked in a steel mill or a boiler mill since he was 18. It's like some from 75 years ago, you know. And anyway, though, it sounds like he's I was last gasp there, and out, I talked to his daughter tonight. Such a wonderful man. I don't have too big of a circle of friends, Kate. I have a few friends, you know. I've always said, you know what a friend is? Person is a person that you could put your life in their hands and feel good about it, and be able to trust them. You know, that's what a true friend is, and he's definitely one of those to me. But he's a great man. He's gonna have a heck of a life, and you know, hey, I'm happy to make it. Say if I can make it 75, you know, make it 93 or 92, that's pretty good. So.
No kidding. I'll tell you what, honestly, I don't know how many of us will make it to that because of all the processed food and stuff we eat. Who knows what we're eating and what we're doing to ourselves. Not like the old days where people just lived a different life. And you see how these grandparents and great-grandparents, some of them lived to, like my grandfather, till 93, died this April. I think that some of those days are gone. Even though they say the longevity is higher, I don't know that I agree the stress is bigger.
Well, you know, and it's not, you know, the diet, you're right, is a lot of things. It's a lot to do with it, Kate. I mean, you know, every store you go into, every convenience store you go into here, I mean, soda pop's right there. And America's wondering why, you know, it's got a massive diabetes inflection into it, you know.
What are we eating?
And diet and everything's on it. But the opposite to that, though, with Kate, is that, you know, science and medicine keeps getting better and better, and they're able to keep people alive a lot longer. And, you know, as part of the problem we've got with Social Security is that, you know, originally I think it was, 55, 57, something like that. People were,
right.
You know, didn't live much longer past that. And so with modern medicine and, you know, people are living longer lives, but you're right at the same time, you know, and that, once again, we've talked so many times about this, just comes back to an individual choice, you know, is to, you know, how you're treating your body, you know, exercise and, so my doctor I talked to, she says, hey, life's one thing, diet, exercise, and proper, nutrition. Well, I guess that would be part of diet, you know.
Yeah.
And, you gotta have at least, you know, those mixed together if you just, you know, you can't live on just one. But we'll see what this new year brings with politics. Get excited about it, you know, with the new Congress and all. And we talked last week, Obama's pretty much got everything he wanted in the, down the stretch here. And, you know, it's interesting that, I was really just, I have to chalk one up for the guy, man. He really gave his finger, his middle finger to his party when it came to that, not deficit reduction thing, the tax thing. And he just basically said, hey, we're going to make a compromise here, and I don't care if you guys like it or not. And, you know, and it really kind of made it, you know, it put it into place, because a lot of people think that maybe he's not pulling the strings in the Democratic Party, you know.
He was pulling some strings the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, so he's definitely in charge, you know, and that's always a good thing, whether it's right or wrong, to know that there is somebody in charge and they're making the decisions, you know. Sometimes you get a little worried when there's not somebody in charge, you know, you wonder if somebody else is pulling the strings. There was a lot of that going on when Bush was the president. They thought, well, is Cheney pulling the strings? Is the other guy, the architect, I can't think of his name right now. Was he pulling
Cheney?
The strings? Yeah, you know, it's just a matter of, Obama's pulling the strings right now, you know, so, you know, sink or swim, you know, he's the one that's going to, he's leading this country, and that's a good thing. You know, whether you believe it's going in the right direction or the wrong direction, at least you know he's the one, you know, he's the one doing it, you know.
Yeah, because we need somebody to blame, definitely. Don, thanks for the call. You take care, my friend. Both hands on the wheel, because I know even where you are, actually it's pretty nasty, but you're used to dealing with that kind of weather. All right, coming up, we can count. It's all about the numbers, baby. Hands free.
Thank you. Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
First, huh, for weekend counts? Well, a scary note, if nothing else. Do you know the 10,000 baby boomers, that was the number, are going to retire each day for 19 years? Ugh. Again, with the timing thing. That's true. Those numbers are true. It's a pattern that's going to continue for almost 20 years. And you think of the baby boomers and you think of traditionally the pension plans you would have had back in, I don't know, in 1980. There was some research done, and the research that was done at the University of Pennsylvania showed that you would have 39% of private sector workers that had a pension in 1980 that guaranteed payout during retirement. You know what the number is now? 15%. 15%. Okay, so that's not very high, right? Compared to what it was. Then you've got people who are relying on stocks and retirement plans bigger than ever. 42% have 401ks, but what's happened is it's been a rough, certainly it's a rough decade for stocks. You look at the S&P 500 and the total returns of just what, under 5% since the beginning of 2000, so that's not serious buckage. Then you've got other retirees who banked on their houses as a retirement fund, but the home prices crashed. So 22% of homeowners, roughly 11 million people, according to the University of Pennsylvania, owe more on their mortgage than their home is worth. Well, who do you think those people are? That's a depressing story, all these numbers to start with, isn't it? But it's like you're paying the price for being a baby boomer, for putting kids through college, for doing, you know, whatever it is that you were doing, and then finding yourself laid off, and how much do you have in your savings, and, you know, all that stuff, and that idea of I'll wait. I'll say this, now more than ever is the time, if you have an idea, if you're an entrepreneur in any sense of the word, whether it's through the internet or through whatever it might be, it's the time to kickstart that. And maybe you have your main job, whatever it is you do, whatever it is that floats you, but there is something in the wings that you're working on. Because, frankly, the way things are going, that's the only way people are going to be able to, quote, afford to retire. And then you see with Social Security, if you're waiting on Social Security, well, now the cost of living, that hasn't happened in, what, now 2 years. And things just keep going up. So you've got these future medical costs. How are you paying for all of that? And the other answer is you're probably going to work longer. If you're working for the man, you're going to work longer. So now more than ever, my expression of grab the brass ring couldn't be more true. If you ever had the inclination to lean over, as you go round and round on that carousel to grab the brass ring, boy, do it. Because those are scary numbers, and we already know that. I mean, you know, the University of Pennsylvania, they're big brains there. They do this serious study where they cull all these numbers, and the numbers, like I said, are ugly. So you know this. You know this. We know this, every single one of us now. If you're going to hit your 30s, if you're in your 40s, if you're hitting 50s, you know. You know what's in store, so you have to try to figure out a way to keep yourself floating in a better position, I guess, is the answer. And so the answer is, if you can do the side gigs are the thing. Speaking of side gigs and making a name for oneself, perhaps through the internet, Julian Assange is making a name for himself, to say the least. More people are knowing his name now than WikiLeaks. He's the man behind WikiLeaks. He is the chief editor, chief publisher, chief man about town. He signed a deal for his autobiography. You know how much he's getting paid for that? $1.5 million. And what he's saying is that money would help him defend himself against these allegations in Sweden of sexual assault that were made by two women. He said, I don't want to write the book, but I have to. I've already spent £200,000 for legal costs, and I need to defend myself to keep WikiLeaks afloat. So he's going to get $800,000 from his publisher, and then he's got another deal in the works, too. And then, of course, there are people that are raising money for Julian Assange, and the latest one of his projects, of the many projects, and what he's released was the tens of thousands of diplomatic cables. I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back, as they say. And we'll see what happens with the situation in Sweden. Some people think it's a setup and it's highly exaggerated. Some people think, well, he's the bottom feeder anyway. He's screwing around with a bunch of people. And he set himself up for the fall that he's taking, so too bad for him, so sorry about that. He's been staying at some friends' homes in England since he was released from jail back on December 16th, Because remember, he's got these bail conditions that he has to meet. He's got to report to the cops every single day, and he's got to wear an electronic tag. Ooh. I don't know about you, but that beautiful little anklet, bracelet, whatever, that they put on you, that'd be pretty tough, wouldn't it? He's got a hearing on the expedition. It is an expedition. The expedition to extradition. That's on February 7th, so he's going to be hanging around in England for quite some time. I guess it's going to give him time to talk to a ghostwriter and get that book done. But that's some pretty big money, but money that's probably, like he said, already spent. All right, a new poll comes out and says, who are the most admired people from 2010, from the year 2010? And who do you think is on the list? Well, of course, a lot of politicians. Barack Obama was the most admired man living in the United States. Who are they interviewing for this? It's a USA Today Gallup poll, and they just released it early on Monday. Also, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the most admired woman for the ninth year in a row. She, in fact, edged out narrowly Sarah Palin and Oprah Winfrey. What the poll did was the poll asked people to name the man and the woman living in any part of the world they admired most, so their names came up. Obama's been the guy since 2008. Hillary Clinton has been the most admired woman 15 times since 1992. Where are the haters? Did they interview any of the haters for this poll? Wow. I wonder what the sampling is. They were pretty vague on the sampling, but, I mean, it is what it is. You still had on the list, it was kind of, you know, a catch-all for, I think, names. Here's what I think, names that are, they hear a lot. Like, George W. Bush was on the list. Bill Clinton was on the list. So when we're talking about politics, you know, those are the names that you hear a lot. Sarah Palin's name, lover, hater, whatever, could care less. Her name is out there a lot. All the people that I just mentioned, that's the common denominator. You'll see their names. Yeah, look, it's like anything else. You know, the old saying about there's no bad publicity because constantly their names are mentioned. They're in the news for whatever it is, appearances or, you know, whatever reasons they might be out there. Their names are constantly in print on the air, whatever. How about this? The Federal Reserve might expand, and this is it for We Can Count, might expand their purchases of U.S. Treasuries, or what they call quantitative easing, beyond the $6 billion target. You've got to be kidding me. Because they're saying they don't want to be seen as succumbing to outside pressure. So it was the Fed on December 14th that said, we're going to buy $600 billion in treasuries through June, but now we actually might even buy a little bit more because, geez, we don't want our appearances. We don't want to appear like we're just, you know, bending to this pressure. Give me a break. Ben Bernanke, to me, is brutal as the Federal Reserve Chairman. Worried about bending to pressure? I mean, give me a break, Jack.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.